Today's daf is daf kuf tes. So let's take in the bottom of kuf ches amir beis. The mission begins. Hamegarish es ha'isha v'hechzira muteris liyavam. A person divorces his wife and then he remarries her and then he dies. The yavam, the brother, is able to perform yibum. And Rashi points out, you don't say it's considered grushas achiv because the remarriage undoes it. Just look at Rashi before you turn the page. Muteris liyavam v'lo amrina. We don't say Nisuin harishonim mapilin yavam lifnei yavam. We don't say it's that the first marriage is what falls to the yavam. But that first marriage that was divorced, and it's going to be nesrola love osa nisuin b'shas shagir shach of the moment that he had divorced his wife from their initial marriage together. It should be also to the brother-in-law. We do not say that. Rather, when he gets remarried, the brother gets remarried, and then he dies. We go based on shas misa, not based on the initial marriage. We go based on the most current marriage. The Mishnah goes on to on Kuvtes and says, Rabbi Elazar Oser. He answers, we'll see why that's in this case in the Gemara. V'chein ha-megarish es ha-yesoma v'chzira muteris liyavam. If a yesoma was married off, her father was out of the picture, her father died, and she was married off by her mother and by her brothers, a combination or either one, and she gets married and they get divorced and then remarried, that's also muteris liyavam. If you look at Rashi, v'chein ha-megarish ha-yesoma ketana. And they remarry, whether the remarriage takes place when she's still katana, whether she gets older, we go based on shas misa, even though they had gotten divorced, and normally grushas achiv is usur, but since there's a remarriage that kind of deletes and erases the grusha, and shas misa isa isha, the moment that the brother died, they were married, so it's mutter to the ibum. Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah yet again Osei Asers, and then the Mishnah concludes and says Katana Shesia Avia. If the father married off, she wasn't Yesoma, but the father married off as a Katana, which he has every right to do so. Rashi quotes the Gemara in the Psukim, the father has the ability to create a Kedushin at the Raisa level. V'nizgarsha, she gets divorced, then she's considered Ki Yesoma B'chaye Ha'av, even though her father's alive, but if she gets divorced, she's considered independent and single, and a Yesoma. If she gets remarried, divrei kol asur liyavam. In that case, it's actually usur, even according to the chachamim, to go to the yibum. Why? Because since the marriage was a good marriage from her father, that was a deraisa, and she got divorced and she got remarried, the chazara, the remarriage, is not considered stronger or even as strong as the initial nisuin deraisa. So she's called the grusha still, and the second marriage, because she's a katana, isn't good. Now, if she gets older and get remarried, that kedushin becomes a deraisa. But if she's a katana, that second kedushin is not as strong as when her father had married her off. Just look at Rashi vechzira v'katnusa. Asur liyavam, according to everybody, imes bekatnusa, if her husband dies when she's still a minor, ve'afilu l'rabbanan agree that's asur to the yibum, yavam. The gerusheha, gerushin gemurim, when she gets divorced from her husband the first time, that's a strong gerushin, and she's called the grusha. Vein chazarasa chazara gemur, when she gets remarried, that's not called the real chazara. Why? The kedusha katana ain't no klum. Ho v'pakez zechus ha'av v'hi ain layad. When the father's no longer in the picture because he only marries her off once, is his only ability, she doesn't have a strong enough yad to remarry. Havile kigusha v'omeda. So that's the din of the Mishnah. Okay, fine. Now the Gemara says, Amar Eifa, my time ayu di Rabbi Eliezer. Why did he ask her when a brother got remarried to his wife? He divorced his wife, remarried her, and then he died. Why is it asur to the yavam? Since there was a moment in time when the brother initially divorced his wife, and he was a grusha, or he's grusha's achiv, she's grusha's achiv, it's asur forever. Even though the brother remarries her and kind of undoes it, the moment there's a shas isur, that isur of grusha lasts forever. Amrilei Rabbanan, Rabbanan say le'efa, ihachi, that's the case, chalitza na'ami lo tibai, so there shouldn't be a need for chalitza either from the yavam to the yavama. V'chi teimah ha'chanami, if you're going to tell me ein ha'chanami, there's no yibam, there's no chalitza, but v'hatanya, doesn't the Braisa say, in the name of Mishum Rabbi Elazar, amu chaletzis, there is a need for chalitza? So it wouldn't make sense according to the svar of Eifa. Ela amar Eifa, Rabbi Elazar lo yodana mai taima. He says, you're right, I don't know the reason of Rabbi Elazar. So let's move on to another pshat of Rabbi Elazar. Amar Abaye, Hainu time of the Rabbi Elazar. The reason is Misafkale Rabbi Elazar was unclear. E misa mapelas e nisun harishon mapilma. Do we go based on shas misa, in which case the brother and wife are married, or do we go based on shas nisun rishon, their initial marriage, whereby they got divorced from that marriage, and so she's called the grusha? He wasn't sure. E misa mapelas o nisun or nisun harishon mapilma. Misa Mapesiv is based on Shas Misa, so they were married. Haramya Kamelivim, and therefore it would be subject to Yibam, because in the current situation, he died from their marriage. Being Nisun Harishon Mapim, if it's based on the initial marriage, Ha'amda Lav Shachas Biser. But there's a moment where they were also because she was a Grusha, and therefore since he wasn't sure, he says, no Yibam, but we should still require a Chalitza. That's Shitas Abaye. Rava Amar, Liolam Pshita Le Rebbe Elazar, Demisim HaPelas. No, it goes based on Shas Misa, and really the truth is, since they were married when he died, Yibam should be permitted to the wife. Mihu, Hakol Bikin Begerishin. Everyone is experts, everyone knows when people get divorced, they talk about it, they got divorced, the Reuven and Leah got divorced. Veina Kol Bikin Bechazar, but they weren't sure, they didn't hear, they got remarried. No, most people don't know about the remarriage, but the divorce made the pictures, it made the headlines, but the Chazara wasn't such a big deal. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Adi Rabba. Chazara, Kevin, the Yasa Tase, Islekala. What do you mean? If we see the husband going back to the house where he grew up with his wife, everyone's going to talk about they're going getting back together. So of course the Chazara, everyone's going to talk about. Mila, so Gemara says, no. Mila, Skina, it could still be a case where the Hadre Buurta, where they remarried at nighttime, Vishacha Batafra, by the morning he died. So it wasn't enough, no one saw him coming into the house to know the guy remarried, so whereby everyone knew about the gerushin, nobody knew about the remarriage, and therefore we don't want her to go ahead and do yibam to the yavam, because they thought she was a grusha at the time. Okay, that was the shita of Rava. Ravashi Amar, Hainu Taima de Rabbala, so the reason is really, de gazer hani, mishum yisoma, b'chaye ha'av, v'chzira. The reason is, in the reality, Rebbe Elazar agrees to Chachamim in truth that Megarish is a Isha or Megarish is a Yesoma. They really can, if he dies, the Yavam can do Yibam to Yavama. But because the last case of the Mishnah, where he see Avila and then she divorce and Kisoma Bechai Av, where everyone gets his Aser, there goes here in all the cases of Chazara, lest one think that even in the case of Yisiu Avila should be Mutter as well. So again, Rav Ashi Amar, Hainu Taima de Rav Elazar, the Gazer Hani, the first two cases in Mishnah Aser, according to Rav Elazar, because Mishum Yisom and Bechai Av, because the last case, which everybody agrees is Aser. Hachanai Mestav, it's also very logical to say this. Mitikatani Sefer, the Sefer says, Katana Shesi Avia, Veniskarsha, Kisom and Bechai Av, Vichzir. That's all a quotation, Divyakol Shasur Liavam. Hi, Maila Meir. Pshita, it's a very obvious, if you go through the logic, it's very logical to say this. It's an obvious point. We don't have to walk through this, give this case in the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah mention this case if it was so obvious? Elav HaKamashman must be teaching us. Time of Rabbi Elazar. The reason that's driving Rabbi Elazar is because of this obvious halacha. The Gazer Hanuch, the two cases in the Mishnah in the beginning were also because of this last line of the Mishnah, Mishim Hai, Shema Mino. That's the reason. And the Brisa says the same thing. Tani Kavasa de Ravashi, Brisa to support Ravashi's understanding. Modim Chachamim le Rabbi Elazar. Biktana, she is si avia, if the father marries off his young daughter, the niskarsha, she gets divorced. Harehi, kiyosoma b'chai ha'av. She's considered an orphan in the life of her father. V'chzira, then they get remarried. She'asur li'avam. The yavam cannot perform yibam if she's a katana. Mipnei she'gerusheha gerushin gemurin. She got divorced. That was a full-fledged gerushin. Because the marriage was a full-fledged, because the father married her off. And the gerushin's a full gerushin. V'ein chazarasa chazar gemur. When she gets remarried, that's not called the remarriage because she's only a katana. The Gemara qualifies and says, the Brisa qualifies, but when is it true? Shagirsha b'kishiktana, v'chzir kishiktana, because the remarriage when she's a katana is not as strong as the marriage when her father married her off. In contrast to, aval, girsha kishiktana, v'chzira kishikdol, when she remarried if she was a gadol, or inam y'chzir kishiktana, v'gala, or even if the remarriage took place when she's a katana, but she became a gadola, etzlo, umes, and then he dies, oh choletes, oh mishavemes. In that case, you could do chalitza or yibam according to Chachamim, because now that she's a gadola, the remarriage is a good remarriage, and therefore yibam's on the table again. But yet again, Rebbe Elazar Omer, Mishum Rebbe Elazar Omer, choletes v'lo mishavemes. He's still concerned of the optics, and therefore didn't allow yibam, even though it really should take place, but he still asserted it, but required chalitza, because when she got older, the chazar really was a good Chazar. So that's the brisa that supports the reasoning of Rav Ashi. So again, the three reasonings of, really four, but three is accepted of reasons of Rebbe Elazar. Either Eifa said because Shas Isser, there's a moment, Shah Achaz Aser, we rejected that. We then saw Abai who said it was a Suffolk, whether it was Nisun Rishonim or Shas Misa. Rava said it was because no one knows about the Chazara, we rejected that. Rav Ashi said because of Gezerah of the Yisoma Bechai Aviyah. So then the Gemara concludes before the Mishnah here, Bai Minei Rava Mir of Nachman. He asked the following Shiloh. Tsarasa mahu. What's the din of the tsara according to Rebbe Elazar? would that be allowed? Rabbanan said, when there's a chazara, even when she's a gadola, we only allow for chalitza. But with the tsara, with the co-wife, would that also be usher? Or maybe the yavam can marry the co-wife. Maybe that would be allowed. So the Gemara says, what's the answer? Amar lei hi gufa gzera. He in itself is a gzera, that the yisoma b'chaya av itself is a gzera. V'onam nekam v'nigzer gzera gzera. We're going to add another gzera because the tsara is a gzera atu the erva. And the erva in this case is not really an erva, it's really a gzera atu chaya av. So it's a double gzera here. So we're not going to do a double gzera. Ain goes in gzera gzera. So Gemara says, v'atanya, doesn't the Braisa say, mishum rabbi Elazar, amru hi v'tarasa chaletas. That both she, the woman, and the tzara have to do chalitza. Gemara says, he v'tzarasa, why do you need two chalitzas? Only one chalitza is allowed. Sakadaitach. Ela lav ohi o tzarasa chalitzas. That either she, the woman who got remarried, or her co-wife, they need chalitza, one or the other. So we see from here that yibum is not allowed. We are gozer, gzera al gzera, even for the tzarasa. Where it says, lav, tutsi, kimitartas, didn't we already answer that there's something wrong with this braitza? It's not 100%. We have to change something. So once you're tweaking one thing, let's tweak something else. Me tartachi. He choletzes. The woman who gets remarried, only chalitza is allowed for her, because she got divorced and then remarried. But lagabi tarasa, o choletzes, o misyavemes. So we can reread the braitza, rewrite the braitza, and say that yibum is on the table for the tarasa. That seems to be most logical, because ain goes in Gzeira al ha-gzeira. New mission now.
Is there a difference between the tzaras from the first marriage or from the second time he took her?
It doesn't seem that way from here.
Because the first time it would be clear that that she's the one who should be doing yibum, because it doesn't work that way. One is a safek, and not even a safek, one is there is a gzeira. But I guess this is what the Gemara is saying.
Yeah, because in the current situation, really yibum should be allowed even for her, but there's a gzeira, so that
there's no gzeira on the tzar.
Exactly, ain goes in gzeira al ha-gzeira. So then the Mishnah says, Shnei Achin, Nisuin L'Shtei Achayus Ketanos. Two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, marry Rachel and Leah. The Rachel and Leah are Ketanos. Umeis Baila Shel Achas Man, and let's say Reuven dies. So now Shimon, who's married to the sister, they're both Ketanos, Machzman Halazu Teitze Mishim Achos Isha. The din is, he can't perform Yibam or Chalitza to his sister-in-law because that's his wife's sister. V'chein L'Shtei Charoshos, same exact structure for two women who were both deaf. Gedola, V'ketana, let's say Rachel is a gadol. We do the other way around. Rachel is a ketana, Leah is a gadol. Gadol of a ketana. Meis baila shel ketana. So let's say Shimon's married to Rachel, the younger one. Shimon dies. So teitze ketana mishum achos isha. So Reuven, who's married to Leah, the older one, cannot do yibam to Leah, the sister, because to Rachel, the sister, because that's achos isha. But now let's say meis baila shel gadol. Let's say Reuven, who's married to Leah, who's the gadola. Reuven dies, and now Leah, the gadola, falls to Shimon. Now Shimon's already married to Leah's younger sister, Rachel. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Melamdin es a katana shetimayin bo. We teach Rachel, who's only a katana, there's no real marriage here. Do miyun, opt out, and allow your husband, who's no longer your husband, after me and Shimon, to do yibum, the mitzvah yibum with Leah. That's what we suggest. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, im miyana miyana. If she decides to opt out, great. And then Shimon could do yibum to the gadola, to Leah. If not, tam tim ad shetagdil, we should wait until Rachel becomes a gadola, and then the marriage will solidify, and then there will be a real marriage between Leah and Shimon, and then Leah will go scot free. Now Leah is considered the sister of Shimon's wife, because now there's a real marriage now that she's a gadola. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, oilo al isha, oilo, it's e, but the Rashi is oilo al isha, oilo al isha, is achiva. Motzi as Yeshua me get Yeshua achav bechalitza. Neither one can say married. Actually, Shimon has to divorce his wife and then do chalitza to the older sister. Neither can they can't stay married to either one. Why? If you look at Rashi, last three lines here, Motzi as Yeshua beget. If the ain malamdin also lemain, we don't try to teach Rachel the katana to do miyun. Kedamrin and begamara, we're going to see in the Gemara yisrachik adam mina miyun, and we try to discourage a person from miyun. Who mismaysev nami lo yasva tosu, but he can't stay married to her because the kasavar yesh zika, because now Shimon has zika to Leah, because that was a real marriage. And now he's not really married to Rachel because she's a katana, so the zika prevents Shimon from remaining married to Rachel. And therefore, elateitze beget, he must divorce Rachel, and then vizulo tisyabem mishim achot gusha, but now he can't do yibam to Leah because now she's the sister of a gusha of his, elateitze bechalitza, and therefore he says, oilo alishta, oilo. Al Eishes Achiv. Gemara says, Umishari, is this all allowed? Can you teach the Katana to do Miyun? That was the suggestion of Rabbi Eliezer. So v'hatani bar kapar liyom yidbak adam b'shol shadvarim. A person should cling to three matters v'yisrachik b'shol shadvarim and distance himself from three matters. Yidbak b'shol shadvarim b'chalitza or b'avas shalom b'afars nedarim. A person should opt for chalitza. A person should bring shalom. A person should make for nedarim. These are three things a person should stick to. V'yisrachik b'shol shadvarim. A person should distance from three matters, which are mina mirin, don't do mirin, mina pikdonos, we'll see what that case is, and from a pikadon, or mina arvonos, and also from collaterals or from cosines. So mirin, the mitzvah shiny, you're right. In general, we say don't do mirin, but if it's going to pave the way for mitzvah, that the mirin will now allow the mitzvah of yibum, then we recommend it. So in general, if katana gets married to a guy, we don't encourage a mirin. But if again, if that means it will allow for the mitzvah of yibum, that would be a situation whereby we would encourage a mirin. So now the Gemara is going to analyze each of these dvarim. Shalosh dvarim yisrachik, shalosh dvarim yidbak, gufa. Tani bar kapar liyom yidbak adam b'shalosh dvarim b'chalitza. K'abashol, the tanya, abashol omer hakones ez yivimto, l'shem noy, l'shem ishus, l'shem davar acher, kilu pogeh be'erva, v'kar be'enai liyos havlad ma'amza. Because yibum is close to being arayos. Even though the Torah allows for it, we know the intentions won't be proper, and therefore it's kilu there's erva, therefore chalitza becomes the only real proper option. And Rava Shalom, in terms of bringing peace, that's such a chashuv thing a person should yidbak, not that we really need a raya for this, but either way the Gemara does bring a raya, the chsiv, it says, bike shalom v'riad fayu, a person should seek out shalom and chase after it. V'yama Rabbi Abo, osya redifa redifa, we have a gzer shava from Gemilas Chasadim, k'siv hacha, b'kesh shalom v'yad feyu, u'k'siv hasam, rodef tzedaka, v'chesed, yim sechaim, tzedaka v'chavot. So a person should chase after tzedaka, chase after chesed, a person should also chase after shalom. I don't know why there's a need for gzer shava really here, it's pretty much first in the pasuk, you should be rodef and b'kesh it, but either way the Gemara says this. The Gemara then says, what about Tafaris Nadarm? How do we know that's a chashuv thing? That you should be made for Nadarm, you should nullify Nadarm. It says, Ki Rabbi Nasan, the Tani, Rabbi Nasan Omer, Hanodir Kilu Bana Bama. Person who makes a nether, it's a bad thing, it's like building a bama. We don't like bamas. And Hamakaima, one who fulfills a nether, it's Kilu Hakriva Lava Carbon, as if you're Makriva on the bama, which is a doubly bad thing. We don't want any Nadarm. So therefore, a person should be made for Nadarm, it's a very good thing. And the Gabi, that which a person should distance himself from, V'yishrachek Mishlosh Dvar Minam Mi'un. Why from the miunin? Dilma gedgala u mechartaba. Maybe if she does miun, and then when she gets older, she says, I regret divorcing or separating or opting out. I should have stayed married. And then maybe what's going to happen is they're going to try to get remarried, even though maybe she married somebody else as it is. So miun is not a good thing. We try to discourage it. Why the chacham created it then? I guess for these opportunities when there's a mitzvah. But other than that, it's really discouraged. And then why minabektonis? Why do we discourage person from watching over a person's object, taking that responsibility? But Barmasya debaisi kibaisi dami. It's in a particular city whereby everyone's very comfortable and familiar with the neighbors walking in and out. There's a chashash, Rashi says, debaisi kibaisi bedami, that everyone thinks that their house is my house. So shirugil etzel, the neighbors come in all the time into my house. And maybe I'm concerned if he gives me something to watch, he's going to take his item back without me knowing. But Yachsev Yitzvenu, he's going to come back one day and says, okay, my item back. Now, I didn't know he stole it back. Now he's going to ask for it and I'm going to have to owe money because I lost the object that I was watching. When you're too friendly with people and neighbors, don't start taking things to watch for them because it might lead to something like this. And Hayravon, why do we say it's bad to take a cosigny, but arve shlotzion or something like that, which we'll see what that means in just a second. Dama Reb Yitzhak, what does the pasuk mean in Mishle? Ra yeroa ki ariv zar. It's a bad thing to be a cosigner. Ra achara, to one bad thing to the next bad thing. Tavo the mekable gerim, to those who accept a ger, and it's also bad la arave shilot zion and the tokei atma dvar halacha. So this pasuk of ra yoreya is referring to these three matters, which we'll explain each one independently. Mekable ger, a arave shilot zion and tokei atma dvar Torah. So what does this mean? Mekable gerim kirabi chelba. Why is that a bad thing to accept a ger? That just like tzaras is bad for the skin, so to gerim are bad for the klai shel as well. There are a variety of reasons why that is. Either because they're more machmir alacha than we are, makes us look bad, or maybe dafka the opposite. They're not machmir alacha, and now they have more responsibilities, and they're not going to be able to follow the halacha properly. And there's a slew of other answers as well why it's bad to be mekabel gerim. It's kashim kitzapachas. And arvish litzion de ovde shluf dotz. What does that mean? If you look at Rashi, Rashi explains here, Shel Tzion is Shem Makom Shemanichana Halove, the Tovsina Arev. It's a place whereby if I say I owe money, I'll be the borrower, and a guy is cosigns, there they always collect first from the Arev and never from the Lova. So don't be the cosigner because they're always going to collect from you. That's what they did in this particular city. So avoid those types of eravons. And then the Gemara says, what does it mean, tokeh atmel devar halacha? That he's tokeh himself, he kind of puts himself into learning. Sounds like a good thing. So the Gemara says, what it means is, what's so bad about it is because the Tanya. Rebbe Yossi Omer, kol ha-omer, ein lo Torah, ein lo Torah. Guy says there's no Torah, that means there's no Torah for him. Pshita, of course, he just said there's no Torah. What does that even mean? So what it means is Ella Kola Omer Ain Lo Ella Torah Ain Lo Ella Torah. So if he says the only thing that exists is Torah, that's the only thing a person has to do, just learn. So then all he has is learning Torah. And not to mimikayim the mitzvah, just to learn. Honami Pshit, that's also obvious. He just said all there's is Torah, so all the schar is gonna get is for learning, not for fulfilling them. Ella, what it means is a guy who says all there is limud Torah, but not being mikayim the Torah, the afilo Torah Ain Lo. He doesn't even get the schar of learning. Because why? The time we know my time. Amir Papa Amir Kro. Limatim al vesisema kol shiyeshu basiya yeshu belimida. Those who do, who perform the mitzvahs, who fulfill the mitzvahs, also get schar for the learning of the mitzvahs. However, kol sheena basiya. Those who don't perform mitzvahs, ena belimudo, don't get the schar for learning. They might learn a ton, but if they're not doing mitzvahs, they're not keeping halacha, they're not getting schar limud either. That's what it means. The person tokeya, somehow that lashon of tokeya, atzmal dvar halacha, he somehow removes himself from following halacha, that person gets no schar at all. V'bai same alternatively, liyolam kedam mismekar, really what we said initially, that kol omer ein lo ela Torah. All he gets is learning. He says all there is learning, the key mitzvahs is worthless. He gets nothing more than schar limud. Isn't that obvious? All he said is he wants to learn, he doesn't want to fulfill mitzvahs. What it means is lo tzricha, to come a gamer lachrin, if he teaches others, he's a rebbe. Now the Rebbe doesn't keep halacha, but he teaches, he learns them, but he teaches his Talmidim. The obviously Talmidim go ahead. The obviously they perform mitzvahs. One might think maybe he should get the schar of key mitzvahs through his Talmidim. Mao desema isle agul l'didei. He should get schar for teaching his Talmidim. Kamashon that no, since he himself is not performing mitzvahs, all he gets is schar of his own learning, but not schar of key mitzvahs because he doesn't do any, nor the schar of the key mitzvahs of his Talmidim. And he had a third shot, Ibai Seima, Tokeh Atmel Dvar Lacha, Bidaina Da'asid Dina Lakame, a Dayan, who a Din Torah came to his desk. V'gamar Halacha, he learned Halacha, Madami Milsa Milsa, and he's comparing things. Not every case that comes to Bezin is exactly the way it was in the Gemara, perhaps very rare. Maybe Madami Milsa Milsa, what is it similar to in the Sugis of Babasa, the Sugis of Baba Kama? So he's trying to compare this case to what exists in the Gemara, and they showing him in the Poskim. This day, Rabbi is a Rebbe, and he could have asked the Shah to Rebbe to have some clarity. V'lo Shah, he doesn't ask, he doesn't ask him. D'amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmanim, Rabbi Yonasan, the only person should always envision himself as a Dayan. Yira Dayan atmo kilu cher munechas lo ben yirchesov, that there's a knife between his legs. The Gehenim psucha lo betachtav, and the Gehenim is open up beneath him. He shouldn't just start making suggestions of what the psak is. Shenemar hine mitasa shlomo shishim gibor misaviv lo. His bed was always surrounded by 60 soldiers. He was always concerned of Gehenna. He lived in such a life, where he felt that Akash Baruch Hu was right over him with a sword. That's how a Dayan must envision himself being a Dayan. And therefore, you shouldn't be so reliant and dependent on your own learning. You should have to ask Shilas. And he didn't ask Shilas, so that's a person who was tokasma with the Bar Lacha. He relied on himself only and didn't ask Shilas when he's supposed to. That, too, is something that's very much frowned upon. So back to the Sugis in Yibam now. The Gemara said, Rabbi Gamliel, Omer Mi'ana, v'chule. So Rabbi Gamliel said, if the Ketana decided to do Mi'an, so then in our case, Shimon can now do Yibam Taleya. But if she didn't decide to do Mi'an, they should wait until they get older, and then Shimon and Rachel's relationship will become a Kedushin and Nisun on a Deraisa level. So wait till they get older. So we ask the following Shiloh. By Minei Rabbi Lazar, Mirav, my Tamayo de Rabbi Gamliel. What was the reasoning of Rabbi Gamliel? Is it Mishum de Kasavra Kedusha Ketana Mitla Tali? When the Kedushin of a Ketana happens, it's not Deraisa, but it hangs there. It's dependent. V'chigala, and when she becomes older, naturally, gala b'hadei, they grow together. There's no need for any maisa. The maturity alone, the age, that transforms it into a deraisa kedushim. Oh, Dilma, perhaps, mishum de kasavar mekadesh achos yivama, niftra yivama b'halchalo, that when a person mekadesh a sister, that kedushin, the maisa kedushin, is what releases Leia. So when the Shimon marries Rachel when she's older, ibal, there's a maisa bia in, ilo, ba'alo, there wouldn't be. So in other words, do you need a Maisa Bia to solidify this marriage when she's older? Or naturally, when she becomes older, it will happen organically, the marriage will just solidify. That's the Shaila. So Amrlei, Hainu Tarmi de Gamaliel. The reason is, Bishim de Kasavra, Makadesh Achos Yivama, Niftura Yivama, when Shimon marries his wife, now she's older, Rachel, Yiftura Yivama, Bahachala, Ebal, it only says Ebal. If it's only Ebal in, Elo Ebal lo. It implies from this statement here that based on the Mekadesh, there needs to be a Maisa Kedushim, which is going to transform into Bia. That's what solidifies the marriage, not simply her getting older. Gemara then says, Amrav Sheshis, Amina Kinaim Vishachiv, Shachiv, Ravam Lahashmaisa. I was falling asleep when I heard this statement. The Tanya, Mekadesh is a Kadana, Kedusha Tuluyin. That says clearly in Brisa that the Kedushin is hanging. What does it mean that Kedushin is hanging? Might Tuluyin, Lav Ki Gala, Gala Bhade, Avgav de la Bal does not mean that Kedushi Kadana took effect, but it was hanging until she became older. And when she becomes older, it naturally becomes a full-fledged Kedushin. Is that not what it means? And Gemara says, no. Amalei Rabin Berei Dev Nachman, Hamil Sa Dektana Mitle Tali V'kaima Ibal In Ilobal. Depends on the Bia. So Gemara says, lo, Dami Hu Adif Minai V'Ana Adif Minai. So he says what he wanted. I said what I wanted to say. So either way, there's no real way to interpret this Brisa as a Raya either way. Okay, we'll stop here. And everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. And Sunday will be the last daf before I go away for 2 weeks.